is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Crude. A crowd's been gathering outside Gemelli Hospital in Rome in hopes of seeing Pope Francis on the balcony outside his room. Francis is then expected to return to his apartment in the Vatican. The BBC's Bethany Bell says the 88-year-old leader of the world's Catholics will be in recovery mode for the next 2 months.
They say he'll be able to continue some work, but that he won't be able to meet large groups of people or to do big events that will require a lot of effort. Now, of course, the big question on everyone's minds here is that Easter is next month. Will the Pope be able to take part in those celebrations? The Vatican has said that it's not going to make any predictions about that at the moment.
The Pope's been suffering from double pneumonia. At least 7 people have been killed after Russia launched a barrage of drones across Ukraine overnight. The attacks followed visits by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the front lines of the war Saturday, a series of defensive installations in the Kharkiv region. He was briefed by military commanders and gave awards to soldiers. How many perfect March Madness brackets are left, you might be asking? None on CBS Sports or Yahoo Sports. The NCAA's platform is down to 3 out of 34 million. Had things gone differently, she would have been First Lady. Kitty Dukakis has died.
Her family says the wife of former Massachusetts governor and presidential candidate Michael Dukakis died of complications from dementia. During the presidential campaign in 1988, she revealed she was addicted to diet pills and later wrote a memoir about her struggles with alcohol. In 2017, she let CBS's 60 Minutes show her undergoing shock therapy to treat her depression.
I'm convinced that if I can be that public, that it will help others.
Kitty Dukakis was 88. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
It's a mystery. The former top federal prosecutor in Virginia has died at her home in Northern Virginia.
Police found 43-year-old Jessica Aber, a former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, dead. Police say in a statement that as a matter of protocol, an investigation's underway surrounding the circumstances of her death. Then-President Joe Biden nominated Aber to the position in August 2021, and she was unanimously confirmed by the Senate. She led the department for about 3 years, resigning in January when President Trump began his second term. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A town in Switzerland says it will allow doctors to prescribe museum visits as a kind of preventative medicine. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever. That's 4 lines on unlimited welcome for just $25 a line per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. You'll also get the new iPhone 16 Pro, 4 of them for the entire family when you trade in up to 4 phones from our top brands. That's a new phone for everyone, only on the network you can count on. Verizon. Visit a store today. 20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply for phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in the know.
After spending weeks in the United States, influencer brothers Andrew and Tristan Tate arrived early yesterday back in Romania, where they face charges of human trafficking and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The Tate brothers were arrested in Romania in 2022 and indicted last year on charges that they participated in a criminal ring that lured women to Romania, where they were allegedly sexually exploited. Andrew Tate was also charged with rape. He told reporters they returned because innocent men don't run from anything, and he vowed to clear his name in court. The brothers deny all the allegations against them.
The Trump administration pushed Romanian authorities to return the brothers to a U.S. passport and allow them to leave the country. 250 years ago today, March 23, 1775, Patrick Henry delivered an address to the Virginia Provincial Convention in which it is said he declared, "Give me liberty or give me death." Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain likely for today with highs reaching the upper 40s. Gusty southeast winds eventually will come around to the west and southwest later in the day. Some of the rain a bit heavy in spots. Rain ending tonight. Lows will drop to around the 30-degree mark. Right now it's 37.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits. Call my name out loud now.
Yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the la la la.
WRJN.
In the fight for our kids' futures and our public schools, we can't afford to stay silent. Brittany Kincer lobbied for the private voucher school industry that drains funds from our public schools. And it doesn't stop there. Kincer worked at alternative schools that cut costs with overcrowded classrooms. 60 to 90 students and unlicensed adults in charge. That's not what's best for our kids. It's time to take a stand. Support our kids. Support our public schools. Demand accountability from Brittany Kincer, who would use our tax dollars to help her donors while leaving our schools and kids behind. Call 415-940-9350 and tell Brittany Kincer, protect our kids. No more cuts to public schools to benefit private interests. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Unbelievable!
All right!
Those are the sounds of tax accountants rejoicing after experiencing the power of BlueJay, the leading generative AI solution for tax research. Tax season is here, and if you're an accounting firm, the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So, tax accountants, here's your solution. BlueJay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research. Ask a complex tax question, and BlueJay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJay.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J, .com/start now. Or text taxes to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Text taxes to 511-511 today. Tax fees may apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Yeah.
98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let's go.
look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
With a morning kiss, soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, you can tell me goodbye.
must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 national parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize. A brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We acknowledge the courageous efforts of Dickie Chappelle. She defied expectations to become the first female war correspondent, reporting from the front lines of World War II and the Korean conflict. Editors at Life Magazine and National Geographic called the Milwaukee area woman one of the most respected reporters of her time. Chappelle was 40 years old when she took up parachuting. She then made history by becoming the first woman to be approved by the Pentagon to jump into combat with American troops. Sadly, while on assignment in Vietnam in 1965, she was killed by a landmine. She was the first correspondent, male or female, to die in action. Her fearless pursuit of truth in the face of danger remains an inspiration to us all. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Brittany Merlau.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Work CBS News special report, Pope Francis has appeared in public for the first time since he entered Rome's Gemelli Hospital 5 weeks ago. He was pushed out onto the balcony of his room in a wheelchair and blessed the crowd gathered outside the hospital. Francis has been undergoing treatment for double pneumonia, but he was able to say thank you, everyone, to the crowd. Here's Vatican expert Michael Walsh.
I'm delighted he's recovering his health. He's much needed in the world at the moment, it seems to me, with the way things are going.
And we're told Francis is now on his way back to the Vatican to continue his recovery. Joel Hodge of the Australian Catholic University says it will be tough for Francis not to be around the people.
He's a great worker. He likes to give of himself. He wants to be present to the people. He doesn't like to go on holiday and all that kind of thing. But he may have to rebalance that in the light of this serious stay in hospital.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz. We'll be right back.